life.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition as we kick off the third hour of tonight's program. And it's Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us, bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. We welcome your thoughts on something that's been discussed on the show so far tonight. We've talked about Super Bowl a little bit and satanic Freemason symbols and stuff like that.
Because they're all in the Super Bowl and stuff.
There's a connection, apparently, there. But you're also welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind. One more time, 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. We haven't had any Skype calls tonight, but, you know, perhaps we'll get lucky before the end of the show. We do have a call on the line right now, gentlemen. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. And, Mike, got you there?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
This isn't what I wanted to talk about, but just since you mentioned it about the Super Bowl and satanic symbolism, or New World Order symbolism, whatever, that the Mercedes-Benz commercial where they show just the headlight, the one headlight, that's also a reference to the Eye of Horus or the Eye of Ra, I think. But, hey, I was reading in a newspaper.
Actually, that Mercedes commercial stars Satan himself, which is interesting. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm not familiar with this commercial.
No, nor am I.
Go ahead, Mike.
They just show the one headlight, and it looks just like an eye with an eyebrow. I mean, you'll tell if you saw the commercial. But
sure.
Anyway,
yeah.
I read the newspaper article in this magazine that comes out of the truck stops every 2 weeks, and it was talking about New Hampshire needing to the governor is going to okay or press for slot machines to pay for the roads because there's no money to take care of the roads or maintain the highways or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, and please don't take this wrong. I'm thinking, you know, New Hampshire is the guiding light, you know, the beacon for the freedom and liberty movement, and they can't pay for their roads with big government. How do you guys suggest you pay for them without big government?
Google.
Yeah.
So I guess that what I would say to that is, look, you know, politicians do this all the time. They attempt to say things like, well, if we don't have this amount of money for such and such, then we won't be able to pay the firemen or pave the roads or whatever. They'll take the base thing that they're supposed to be doing and they'll reroute money from, you know, X or Y or whatever. You can believe that they've got plenty of money for whatever little pork program they want. They got plenty of money to keep nonviolent drug offenders behind bars in this state, but they don't have enough money to pave the roads. So that doesn't really make much sense. The statement they're trying to make is, we don't have enough money. And I don't see any reason why there shouldn't be slot machines in New Hampshire. I think that everybody should be able to do it, not just a select few people, but every other state
surrounding.
Yeah,
they don't just want to have slot machines. They want to have a government monopoly on them, right?
That's something like that.
Yeah. Mike?
Okay. I mean, I would say... My recommendation for the roads and how to solve that would be to tell Google, okay, you can figure out, go ahead, start your think tanks on how to get AdSense, which is their ad service, to work on a road, and we'll let you do it, but you got to pay for the roads. And they'd be on it in a heartbeat. And they have Google Maps, the most efficient system ever, you know.
Well, I would want to give Google a monopoly on it, but I bet a company Google could do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, why wouldn't – I think that it's a great point that I think roads – you know, we've developed this idea that roads shouldn't have too much advertising on it. It's bad. But why shouldn't the road itself be an ad? Why shouldn't companies
there
be
able to
sponsor?
There already is a lot of advertising on roads for – it's not just billboards either. I mean, there are planes that fly overhead with banners. There are bumper stickers on cars that you drive by. All the state road signs are, you know, essentially an advertisement for the state.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see the problem with some more text appearing on somewhere near the road.
Especially if it's free. If I don't have to pay some ridiculous sum to get this piece of ground covered in pavement, then somebody's actually going to come along, perhaps do it in a more innovative way.
If it were a real free market in roads, perhaps there would be the option, you know, if some people wanted to drive on a road that was ad-free, perhaps there could be some roads that had a different system of funding from, you know, whatever that is, voluntary contributions, tolls, whatever.
Most of the railroads in this country were privately laid.
Right.
I mean, so if you can maintain a railroad, you can maintain a road privately. There's, you know...
The fact is there are lots of...
The state has monopoly. It's screwing it up. That doesn't surprise me. And they're holding us all hostage as a result.
Right. The state just needs to go hands off. That's really the answer.
I don't think it would be any big deal to have one of these interactive billboards with the LEDs like they have in Phoenix, you know, every half a mile or so giving new information, you know, whether it be news or commercial ads, whatever. I don't have any problem with
that. Yeah, and if that pays for the roads and I don't have to pay taxes for it, I'm game.
Same here.
Exactly. And the light rail, Phoenix, Arizona has a light rail that had there was a tax increase on the people to pay for it, yet they still didn't have enough money. So they said they're going to have to turn back service on this light rail if they can't figure something out. So they rented out the sides of all the light rail cars for advertisers. So now all of our light rail trains look like the Coors Silver Bullet.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
By the way, once you open it up to free market advertising, here's the reason that a lot of people don't want free market advertising. Boobs. They don't like the idea of being confronted with sexuality in their advertising, and they want to keep that away from people as much as possible. And this is it's another Puritan kind of thing going on in our culture. Some people just don't like advertising. It's like, they're trying to manipulate me. Well, yes, they are. Advertisers are trying to manipulate you. They want you to buy their product. Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you know their motivation, what are you going to do with that?
Aren't there a lot of boobs on the road, you know, anyway?
Yeah, they're hard to see,
like,
though.
Like, people walking by. Or even, like, a billboard or something.
I wonder how many accidents have been caused by attractive women jogging down the road.
You know, it seems like there are surprisingly few. That's what I'm saying. I just don't hear about that very often. Or maybe it's so common that it's not news. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know that you would ever know that information. I just lost control of a car. Who's going to admit to that one?
That's true. And then the woman just keeps walking away. Anyway, gentlemen.
She probably would be none the wiser, wouldn't you think?
Right.
I mean, has an accident ever occurred near you, Stephanie?
I don't know.
Have you ever considered that it might be your fault?
I might be responsible for this.
I don't think you're responsible.
No, I'm not responsible. The person behind the wheel is responsible.
But I would say that there's more than one person that has chosen to jog down a city street rather than taking a more scenic bike path because they want to be seen.
I just work out in my basement. Anyway, gentlemen, did you know that cohabitation, oral sex, and sex in a car are all illegal in Virginia? And not only that, but oral sex is felonious.
This is why we can't have advertising signs on our roads.
Felonious fellatio.
Right. Apparently,
this is why we can't have anything nice.
Yeah.
So apparently, Brian laughed so hard he's joking.
I got him.
Apparently, there are still these laws on the books, Virginia's blue laws, that literally are left over from hundreds of years ago.
But aren't these laws everywhere and they're not enforced, so what, right?
Well, it's kind of funny because, just recently in Virginia, yes, these laws are everywhere, including in New Hampshire. There's some law about playing cards on Sunday or something
but
like that.
I've seen this article. Excuse me. I've seen this article, and there's something weird about it, though, because...
Sorry, Brian. We'll find out what's weird about it in a moment. So Virginia has finally, just now, this year, decriminalized cohabitation, right? Living in sin, so-called. Now it's legal to do this in Virginia.
So they finally got around to making it legal, all right.
However, oral sex is still illegal. Not only that, but it's a felony.
Was it different
laws, and apparently people have been trying to repeal this oral sex law for many years, and it always gets shot down. Repeal it. And not only that, but somebody tried to make it just to decrease it to a misdemeanor.
That's the weird thing. That's the odd thing.
And that got shot down, too.
Okay, if these were just jokes of laws and nobody cared about, how come every time they get, you know, they try to get the legislature to get rid of them or at least decrease their, criminal value or whatever,
uh-huh.
they don't.
Now, I guess I have a couple of thoughts here. First off, I can't imagine there are too many people in the Virginia legislature that have a problem with a husband and wife participating in this activity. So is this
you might
written,
be surprised.
Is this written? I guess I would be, but believe me, I've traveled in these circles.
We'll find out here in moments. We're going to hear some more details about this Virginia sodomy, cohabitation, etc. law. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live, or Skype LRN.FM. There's more coming up.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind. And the way to do that is by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm. Just got a contact request a moment ago, and that's how it works. We'll accept your contact request, and then you can call anytime. You may be put on hold if, you know, we're on another call or something like that, but, you know, we'll bring you on as soon as we're able to, just like any other caller. Brian, you've got your own podcast.
I
wanted to make sure we talked about that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's Sovryn Tech, and that's S-O-V-R-Y-N, as I am Brian Sovryn. And you can find more about it at sovryntech.tumblr.com. And
your show is only about 7 episodes in, but it's very popular. You've got a lot of listens.
Yeah, a lot of listens all around the world. It's really blowing up fast.
Yep. So make sure you check out Sovryn Tech. And
thanks to Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Mark, did you have any messages for us this hour?
Absolutely. The Mortgage Minute guy wants you to know that the FHA, that's the Federal Housing Association.
Federal Housing Authority.
Authority, sounds right.
Yeah.
It's changing its rules, and they're not going to be, likely these rules changes that are going to go through are not going to be particularly favorable to borrowers. It's certainly not as favorable as the rules that they have now. So if you're going to take advantage of these great rates that are historically low, you're looking to get a mortgage or refi or something like that, now's the time to do it. These are the best rates likely of our lifetime. And it's going to these rule changes likely won't go into effect until April the 1st, so you need to get on it. Obviously, I can't give you the specifics here on this show, but you can go to mortgageminuteguy.com or call his telephone number, and Mortgage Minute Guy or one of his professionals will give you the complete rundown. It's mortgageminuteguy.com, 866-288-0088. Mortgageminuteguy.com, 866-288-0088.
Okay, gentlemen, we've got some calls on the line. First, let's talk with Shirley, listening in North Carolina. Shirley?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, Shirley.
Nice to meet you, Stephanie, Brian, and Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, nice to meet you, too. Shirley, you must have something on your mind. Ha, ha,
ha. Shirley, I do. I've been waiting for a while, so I forgot what I was going to call in about. But
well, you can call about anything you want on Free Talk Live, so... That's just fine.
Quite honestly, we my husband and I were looking for the Super Bowl on radio, and we came across you. And
you've stumbled across something very different.
Yes, it was not like anything else that we've been listening to, and we were like, "Oh, this sounds better than the Super Bowl."
Right. Thank you. That's a great compliment.
Well, don't worry, we'll offend you at some point. Go ahead.
And conspiracy theories. And, I heard your call with Creighton, and that was really interesting. You sounded, you got some good callers there, people who kind of know what they're talking about. And it sounds like one on your panel at least knows what you're talking about.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to those things, but that's okay. Somebody here does.
You know, Shirley, it's a learning curve. It's
yeah.
Give yourself some time.
I guess that's the question, though. Does it, you know, is it... I guess, is it worth it to invest your time into doing all this research and stuff? And, I mean, I know Brian had some reasons for doing it. I it hasn't particularly appealed to me, you know, up to this point until I got a kind of succinct summary of it. But, you know, it's kind of something that, you know, maybe we'll all encounter at some point, and we have to decide, like, how far do we want to go if we want to go at all, if it matters to us at all, right?
Right. Do you want to drive yourself crazy, or do you just want to give it enough energy to, like, save the next generation, and the generation after that? I think that a lot of conspiracy theories are based in reality. I mean, I agree that there is some type of Illuminati or, you know, Bilderberger.
Well, the Bilderberger is a hotel, and there's some people that sort of meet up, these powerful elites, no doubt, that meet up. And I think that there's no doubting that those folks exist. Exactly what do they do in their little hotel really seems to drive folks nuts because they want to find out what's going on in there. What are they talking about? What are these powerful people keeping such secrets? But, you know, powerful people have kept secrets since the dawn of man.
why is it that, like, all the presidential candidates who are running at the time that they're having their meeting seem to have a day or two off or half a day off where they seem to find themselves near wherever that hotel might be?
Money?
Could be.
That's what I'm thinking. You know?
they follow the money. They always say follow the money.
I mean, if they offered me $1 million to come see and talk to them, I'd probably be there.
Maybe they have, and you're just hiding in.
That's right. I'm a gatekeeper for the New World Order.
Shirley, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Brian, did you have something you
wanted
to say?
Well,
like
I mean, her point is accurate, that there's some truth to all this stuff. There's always little bits of truth, and that's why, you know, grains of truth. That's how these theories develop, you know. That's all.
Yeah, I like what Mark says often about, you know, people like to fill in patterns, you know, they like to be able to explain things, and so they pick up on a pattern and then maybe fill in some gaps, and, you know, I really don't know. I do find it interesting that there are so many one-eyes. You know, I pick up a Victoria's Secret catalog, and every other page has somebody's hair over their eye.
Well, you know, even if there is a group that is trying to, you know, make their world look like the way they want for their God, whoever that may be, the answer is always the same, whether it's the Bilderbergs or the Trilateral Commission or whatever. Non-compliance.
Sure.
That's it. So, I mean, as
I think
far
you
as
hit
what
the nail
about,
on the head there, because that's, you know, that's what we're talking about here on Free Talk Live is freedom. Like, how can we resist tyranny?
Yeah.
Right. And so whatever form that comes in,
right,
you know.
I mean, you can spend time looking into this stuff because it is very interesting if you want to. But the bottom line is the answer is always the same. Do not comply as far as what to do about them.
Yeah. I'm not going to let them control me as best I can. Let's talk to Dave listening in Georgia. Dave?
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Dave.
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Mark, last night, one of you guys mentioned some society you could go to secede yourself.
Oh.
Or regain your sovereignty.
Yeah, Ian has a page. I have not gone and signed up here simply because I just don't know whether it makes any sense to do such a thing or not. But he definitely has a page here, and I'm going to make sure I give you the right web address. So I want to go here and see if it loads. So it's ShireSociety.com, and this is a, you know, it's an organization, like a group where you can sign their online declaration claiming your own sovereignty to yourself. And
you don't even have to sign it. You can also use it as a networking organization for people who are interested in freedom.
I know there's a forum there, right?
There is a forum. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's ShireSociety.com.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
No, thanks, Dave. Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE.
At one of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals, they got these Shire Society things and kind of, you know, unrolled them there, and people signed them. And, you know, it was, I think it's an empowering experience for some.
Yeah. All right. We still got to find out more about doing the grown-up in Virginia and why it's illegal. If you have any thoughts to add to this or bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE or call us on Skype, lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful natural and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power, vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9, beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you're listening to the live Sunday night edition of the show. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Just add us as a contact and we'll get you on the air. By the way, I guess this is a little bit late in the show to mention this, but, you know, for tomorrow night or for future reference, Free Talk Live is actually on every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check out cam.freetalklive.com. To get access to the studio cam and the chat room, it's available for free. You can chat with other listeners and turn Free Talk Live into a TV show. And recently we've kind of significantly...
Two cameras now, switching back and forth.
It's fancy. It's all professional-like. So
fascinating.
Cam.
And right now it's on the lovely Stephanie.
That's right.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
It was on the lovely Mark for the first half of the show.
That's right.
Cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping or hunting or shooting gear, if you're some kind of outdoor enthusiast or you have one in your life and you want to save money on the name brands in these areas for outdoor gear, Well, the place to go is manventureoutpost.com. Who doesn't want to save money? Manventureoutpost.com has the things you need, whether for shooting gear. They've got ammunition and the rifle components, the accessories that people have been talking about. All kinds of shooting accessories are available at manventureoutpost.com. They've got stuff for archery and all kinds of camping gear, water filters, tents, pots and pans, things that you need to be able to do this kind of outdoor activities that you want to do. It's manventureoutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can go check for yourself and see that they have the rock-bottom prices that I talk about, because I really believe that these are the lowest you're going to be able to find in one place on the Internet, but I think that it's safe to say rock-bottom. It's manventureoutpost.com.
All right. Well, we've got a call on the line, gentlemen. Let's talk with Kevin listening in New York. I think he's got something he wants to say about gun control laws. Kevin?
Yes, how are you tonight?
Doing really well.
Hi, Kevin.
What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, where they're passing these gun control laws and everything like that, it's basically the person that's handling the gun is doing the problem. It ain't so much the gun itself. So
you're saying that sort of like people kill people, not guns kill people?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of laws have they been passing that have affected you?
Right now, Governor Cuomo passed a law on assault weapons and anything that was more than a 10-round clip. Which,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with it because I'm an avid hunter and everything. I don't see a problem with that. But when they start doing background checks for ammo and every little thing there is, it's going to get complications then.
Yeah. What do you mind me asking? What kind of things do you hunt?
I usually hunt deer mostly.
Mm-hmm. So you're like in upstate New York, huh?
Yep, sure am.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about in the beginning of the show how just different New York City is from the rest of New York. And, you know, what do you think? What would you think if the two separated, like if upstate New York seceded and formed a new entity?
Oh, I don't think it'd be a problem. I take freight now on. I don't know all the time here. And I said, I can't believe these people now here don't realize what upstate is. And they think Binghamton, you know, and that's far as it goes.
Yeah. I'm actually from upstate New York, and people just when you say you're from New York, they think you're from New York City instantaneously. They don't realize that there's actually an entire whole different world up above it. Yeah,
that's right. Well, I can't really blame them where they're forcing these laws and everything like that, because what happened was a real bad situation.
Well, people react to these tragedies, right? And maybe the reaction, it involves a lot of force, right, to react in that way.
It makes you wonder if has the TSA made us any safer since 9/11. That was brought on because of 9/11. And the urge to do something tends to kind of, that's what people want. They do want to do something. But
is it effective?
Right, is it effective?
Is it going to help people's lives?
Well, it's not addressing the real problem. The problem isn't the guns. I mean, guns are just private property. That's just a private property issue. People really need to accept that. I mean, the issue is, why are people wanting to go kill someone else?
Sure. I think it's basically there's no fear. When I was raised up, you did what your parents told you to. And then, if you didn't, you got swatted for it,
But aren't most of these, I think that the vast majority of parents, I think it's over 90%, are still using corporal punishment at some point in a child's life. And, most of these people who've done this aren't 7-year-olds.
I'm pretty sure that the
full-grown
shooter
adults
was told, maybe his parents couldn't have predicted exactly, but I'm sure he was told, given a lot of things, that he was told what to do and didn't really stop it. But Kevin, thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also connect to us on Skype at lrn.fm. And, where did we leave off, gentlemen?
Beaches.
Yes, that's right. We were talking about just that, about fornication in Virginia. So I've got this article here from the Huffington Post. This was actually found originally by Brian. I don't know if you, did you want to read this or did you want me to read it?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so we've got Virginia's blue laws still prohibit cohabitation, oral sex, and other types of sex in a car. So Virginia has a, they've just repealed a law that prohibits cohabitation of unmarried couples under the same roof in Virginia. Apparently, this one was against lewd and lascivious cohabitation. So
having sex.
Apparently.
So, this is kind of one of those things is, how would you ever get somebody on this? What, are you telling me that males and females can't? I have had female roommates mm-hmm. with whom I have not had sex. I can assure you, people, this is the truth. So, was I committing some kind of sin? Was it illegal? It's not a sin. I'm pretty sure, unless I lusted in my heart, which I'm, probably did. But the living in the house.
Not really so bad.
You're supposed to poke out your right eye,
Right, I'm not gonna.
You might poke someone else in the eye.
No, it didn't happen.
So, this was illegal. Apparently, this was rarely enforced, but other laws in the state were being enforced, including ones that were supposed to govern the morals and decency, in quotes, of the people of the Commonwealth.
I wonder what that means. Well, I guess we're getting an idea, aren't we?
There's a section of the Code of Virginia that forbids fornication.
That's sex outside of marriage.
Mm-hmm. There is another thing in Virginia called the Crimes Against Nature Statute, which prohibits oral sex, even between married straight couples. Now, Mark, I've heard you...
Husband and wife?
Yes.
Okay.
Married straight couples.
Okay, gotcha.
That would be a crime against nature, according to Virginia's statute.
I cannot imagine how they couldn't undo this law, because apparently people tried over and over to undo this law. And, how the legislature wouldn't just say, okay, let's run this through. I mean, it's going to take 5 minutes to get this undone. This is a stupid old law.
Yeah, like these politicians aren't, having a good time having oral sex with their partners.
I mean,
I have find that hard to believe.
Strike the word married. I mean, it's just nuts.
Strike the whole
thing. I'm with you, but it would seem like it'd be relatively easy. You said that somebody was trying to get this degraded from a felony to a misdemeanor.
So here this is. State lawmakers seem particularly opposed to that practice because in Virginia, it's a felony. Efforts to repeal that provision or even reduce oral sex to a misdemeanor have repeatedly failed. So they've tried
more than once.
I find that unbelievable.
I find it absolutely unbelievable, and I think that there must be something more to the story. That's that's the only thing I can come up with, because I just can't understand how anybody in this country, like fewer than 1%, it would seem to me, are against married couples participate. I think that most Christians are going to listen to this and say that the married bed is undefiled,
right?
Like, that there's
you
nothing
can do anything
that a husband and a wife do together that is in any way, shape, or form a sin against God.
Right.
Like, that would be...
But it's a sin against the state.
And I think that would be the vast majority of Christians' opinion, and those would be the people that I would expect to have the biggest problem here. So I'm thinking, 1% or less of people in this country would have a problem with a married couple doing this. I'm stupefied.
Yeah. Hey, let's all live free. It's a great chance to commit your 3 felonies a day. It's Free Talk Live 855.
I love this activism.
453.
Great activism.
We're going to do some activism here. We'll be right back.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition. Tonight's show has flown by, and we're actually kicking off the final segment of tonight's program. But there's still time to get your calls in if you make them at 855-450-FREE. We got a call on Skype right now, so I'm not going to bother giving out the number, but we'll see what happens with that. And it's Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. Free Talk Live is really, in large part supported by the listeners. And if you want to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, if you think Free Talk Live is an effective, vehicle for the ideas of liberty, and or maybe just an entertaining program, you want to show some appreciation, check out amp.freetalklive.com. It's a really easy way. You can contribute $5 a month and you'll get perks and you'll help Free Talk Live spread the message, get on more radio stations, popularize the show and promote the podcast. And you get a commercial-free podcast feed. You'll get access to a special section of the Free Talk Live forum. What else, Mark?
There's a call in
special
line.
Special t-shirts, too, right?
Yeah, t-shirts coming along down the line.
Amplifiers. Amp call in lines. Yeah.
We try to make the amplifier program worth it to folks, but really what the reason we want you to amplify is because you believe in the ideas of liberty and you think Free Talk Live is the single best outreach tool for those ideas.
Hear, hear.
Besides 12-term congressmen that have retired and have very principled stands.
Oh, it took me a minute to get that you were talking about Ron.
Unreplicatable congressman.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, Jesse's on the line listening in Washington, D.C. on Skype. Jesse, are you here?
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Yes, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jesse.
Doing really well. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling in about the topic earlier about the symbology of the all-seeing eye and the various symbols in Washington, D.C. and whatnot. And yeah. I just have some insight for you, or, you know, a little bit of a different perspective on this. The all-seeing eye is actually the trademark of the Holy See. And if you don't know what the Holy See is, the Holy See
is the Catholic.
It's where, the Catholic Corporation, and it's where the source of the Pope's power, from what I understand. And you can find that symbol in a lot of churches, especially Jesuit churches, and especially overseas in Europe.
Actually,
and they're much older than this country is.
Right. You know, an interesting thing, Jesse, is that the Vatican and like St. Peter's Square looks exactly like Washington, looks exactly like the U.S. Capitol. In fact, even with have their own little Washington monument there, which I find very strange.
Absolutely. And if you look on maps, you'll see that Washington, D.C. is spelled, it's referred to as capital with an O, C-A-P-I-T-O-L.
All the capitals of all the states and all the capitals of all the other countries are spelled with O's.
No, they're spelled with A.
No, they're not. Capital A is a capital letter.
O, and the O is referring to the Capitol Dome, which is in honor of Jupiter. Rome is the same.
That is not my understanding of the use of the English language. The capital, in fact, refers to any capital. It certainly does refer to the Capitol building.
C-A-P-I-T-O-L does not. I'm sorry. You can look it up.
I am looking it up right now. Capital of Puerto Rico, San Juan. Capitole de Toulouse in France. Toulouse, France. Sorry, man. Capital in any country, anywhere, capital is spelled T-O-L.
Are you looking on a map?
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah, you're looking at Wikipedia.
Are they run by Satan?
Open up a map, like a physical map, and look at it, and look at it. You'll see Washington, D.C. will be spelled with an O, whereas the capitals of the states are spelled with an A. I'm just telling you that. All right.
Okay, that's fine. Next
can I move on real quick here? Can I move on? We have seven hills. Rome is built on seven hills. Washington, D.C. is built on seven hills. Okay.
What are the seven hills? I'm not familiar.
The
seven hills are in Italy. One of them being Mars Hill, as well as Palpatine Hill. It's a symbolic. It's representative of gods, and their statues are built on those seven hills.
Okay. So these are similarities between Washington D.C. and the Vatican, basically.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot his name, but the guy was saying earlier about how the cities mirror each other.
Oh, Brian. Yeah.
Brian, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. Also, if you were to look around a lot of the top, like, I happen to work on the top of one of the, or at the top suite of one of the buildings downtown, and there's a lot. It's really weird. There's actually several buildings that have these little pyramids on the top, and some of them have these Roman style columns on the top that you can't see from the street. Like I don't know what goes on in them or why they're there, because you can't really see them unless you're you know at the top of one of these buildings. And you see these across in Roslyn, too. Roslyn is in Arlington. It's across the Potomac River.
Yeah.
And it used to be part of Washington. Washington, D.C. used to be a full square, and it was split in half by the Potomac River. Arlington used to be Washington, D.C. as well. Well, that side of the, you know, that side of the Potomac, there's the buildings can be taller than they can be in D.C. They can only go up to 13 floors in D.C.,
Washington Monument.
Correct. I guess George Washington. I guess when he laid out the city with Winfont, they decided that they wanted it to be a French style city, and so they put a cap on how tall the buildings could be.
Yeah. So Jesse, what is your interpretation of this? Like, what does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me? Well, I mean, before there was Washington D.C., you had Georgetown. And Georgetown was the first Jesuit university ever opened in the United States. And then there was a large plot of land that makes up Northeast D.C. that was owned and donated by Catholics, the Catholic Jesuits. And it was called, the area in the town there was called Rome.
So is this the conspiracy that, like, Jack Chick talks about, where he says that the Jesuits have secretly taken over America?
Well, I don't know if I go that far, but I can tell you that that they're overlooked a lot of the time. I think the Jesuits. I mean, your Adam Weishaupt guy. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit, and the founder of the Jesuit order,
Saint Ignatius of Loyola.
Ignatius Loyola. He was also in the Illuminati goes back further. It was called the Ilumbrado in Spain, and he was a member of that organization. Ignatius Loyola was, and you'll find that you pretty much see only two or three kinds of so-called religions represented in D.C., and there's pretty much the Catholic religion, the Masonic order religion, because there's several Masonic temples, and then your Judaic, which are really, they're really all the same.
You're telling me there's not a Methodist church in Washington, D.C.?
There are Methodists, but there's not a large representation of it. I'll talk about your big symbolic,
It seems to me the Catholic Church is diminishing in power and influence in this world. I mean, they've,
But it's really only in this country. It's really not in the rest of the world. It's been growing. It's been growing quietly.
Hmm. So could these all, do you think that these like major religions that you see represented are competing with each other, or are they kind of like in cahoots?
I think that they're made to look like they are, but really at the top, I don't think that they are.
There's a book by a guy called Nick Haggard that's called The Secret Founding of America, and it actually lays out that America was fought over by three major groups, one of them being the Masons, the other the Catholic Church, and the other, I don't remember, but it doesn't really matter. In any case, I mean, I think a lot of what Jesse's saying is accurate as far as what to do about it. I mean, again, okay, so this let's say this information was all true. What do you do? What do you do about this?
I'm not trying to, draw Catholics to be, I certainly don't think they should be demonized in any way. I just think that people should be more aware of the various institutions that they may belong to, and just be heightened alert, because there's a lot of things I see people that walk around Washington D.C., which is it's overloaded with symbolic stuff all over it.
Yeah.
A lot of it goes back to things that aren't very great or good at all, and people don't even notice.
Jesse, thank you for calling. We're running out of time, but I appreciate your thoughts.
I want to really address this capital thing real quick.
Real quick.
A capitol is a building. A capital is the city in which the building is in.
Okay.
There are more than 39 Capitol buildings in the United States, plus several around the world. So to say that a Capitol only exists in one building is incorrect.
Well, as far as what to do with it, I mean, it's very interesting, but I'm already anti-state, so I suppose I'm already on board.
Exactly.
I don't want to be controlled. I don't think any of us here do.
No,
so
non-compliance.
Thanks for listening tonight. It's been Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.